ang 5-yearly headcount ng Australia ay nalalapit na. Ang census ay nakatakdang isagawa sa Martes, ikasyam ng Agosto. Higit sa 10 milyong mga sambahayan at 24 na milyong katao ang sasailalim sa survey at lahat ng ito ay bubuo sa 3 trilyong cells ng datos. Si Duncan Young, na pinuno ng 2016 census, ay sinabing ang resultang makukuha ay makakaapekto sa pulisiya ng pamahalaan.
The census helps us really understand the beautiful diversity of our Australian people, where they live, what they do, and how they've changed over the last 5 years, which helps with the planning of services, education, employment programs, transport, and other infrastructure like health.
Si Young at ang kanyang kupunan ay naghahanda ng mailunsad ang pinakamalaking peacetime logistical na operasyon ng Australia. Higit sa 40,000 temporary staff worker ang iikot sa pinagsamang total na 200 paglalakbay sa buong mundo para makakuha ng impormasyon. Ayon kay Young, ang datos ay maipapakita ang multikultural na larawan ng bansa.
The census this year has expanded on the question on country of birth of parents. So the last census, it simply asked if people's parents were born in Australia or overseas. But with our greater digital approach this time, we've been able to expand this question to capture the actual country of birth of a person's father and a person's mother. And so we'll get a lot on greater and richer picture of our second generation migrants in Australia.
Inaasahan din ni Young na ang census ay makapagtatala ng milyahe sa bilang ng mga mamamayang ipinanganak sa ibang bansa o ang kanilang magulang ay ipinanganak sa ibayong dagat.
Every census tells a story of how our Australia is evolving and changing. We've seen an increase in the number of people who are either born overseas or have at least one parent born overseas. And this might be the first census for more than half of our population are either born overseas or have one of their parents born overseas.
Sa tanong naman ukol sa relihiyon, ang no religion option ay tatalon mula sa pinakamababang pwesto tungo sa pinakauna, lalampasan ang Katolisismo. Ito ay tinaas dahil ang mga pagpipilian na kinukonsiderang higit na pipiliin ay inilagay sa una upang mas mapabilis ang pagtapos ng form para sa nakararaming tao. Ang parehong pagbabago ay naganap sa huling New Zealand census na wala ang mayorya ng Kristyanismo. Ang bilang ng Australianong kinikilala ang sarili na walang relihiyon ay dumami sa nakaraang siglo. Mula sa 1,250 noong 1911, ngayon 1 sa 5 na lamang sa pinakahuling census noong 2011. Ang nasyonal na direktor ng Catholic Mission, si Father Brian Lucas, ay sinabi na ang figura ay hindi naman sinasabi talaga ang katotohanan.
There's always been a decline in religious practice, particularly in the Western world. This very much depends on different people's culture and background. But of course, the decline in formal religious belief doesn't necessarily mean there's a decline in spirituality. And many people believe, but don't necessarily adhere to a formal religious group.
Ang Atheist Foundation ay maglulunsad ng isang pangnasyonal na kampanya na tatanungin ang mga Australiano kung nakakaugnay sila sa relihiyon dahil pinanganak sila na mayroon na nito. Ipinaliwanag ni Kylie Sturges, pangulo ng foundation, ang ukol dito.
Maybe their mums, maybe their grandmums may have been involved in the church, but they no longer are. And for these people who may have traditionally put themselves down as, say, Christian, it's not truly accurate for them anymore. They might not be even going to church on a Christmas morning, for example. It's entirely possible that this might have implications on funding for particular groups out there, such as hospitals, such as charities. It's entirely possible this might have an influence on politics. We just don't know. We'd like to find out more.
2 sa bawat 3 katao ay inaasahang sasagutin ang census sa paraang online ngayong taon. Kaya ito ang magiging pinakamalaking online event ng Australia sa kasaysayan nito.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.